podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's right. You can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. This guy has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Please.
Hit the like. Subscribe. Notifications, if you would, please.
Yes.
We have plenty of guests, a lot of people. You don't want to miss none of those.
Man,
episodes.
Great interviews. Great episodes.
Yeah, we got a lot more coming next year.
Oh, yeah.
We got some coming this year.
Oh, yeah.
Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You
Hit
don't want to miss.
Notifications so you know when they come out, baby.
Yes, and thanks for everybody that's been listening.
Yeah, 100%.
Supporting.
Supporting, listening. Absolutely. Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Appreciate everybody. Keep doing the downloading it. Sharing it.
Yes.
Appreciate everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's easy, not hard.
It's easy, not hard.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, brother?
Slow motion.
Boy. Slow motion, my ale. Shit, we just got back from the funny stop.
Shout out to the funny stop.
Shout out to the funny stop. We did not perform tonight.
We did not perform.
However, we were there in audience, in support.
In support.
Of the finals for the amateur competition.
Yes. You know what? Everybody, it don't matter what city you're in, support live comedy.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed.
No. I mean, that place was rocking tonight.
It was rocking tonight. Had a great audience, great crowd, and everybody that performed, they did a great job.
Yeah,
shout out to all the comedians that performed tonight at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. You guys did a great job. I was entertained.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Keep up the good work. Shout out to the winner.
Yeah, shout out to the winner, Chris Davidson.
Chris Davidson won that, boy. He did a great performance.
Shout out to you, dog.
Shout out to Chris Davidson. Yeah. Did a great performance. The other people that performed, it did a good job. It was like a great night for comedy tonight at the Funny Stop, our home club.
Yeah. It was a nice crowd. I mean, it was a real nice crowd. That thing was packed, man. We were trying to find a place.
There was nowhere to sit.
Nowhere. I was in the way everywhere I was.
Yeah.
I got a sneeze. Hold up. What is it? Peanut butter and jelly? Don't you do this to say peanut butter and jelly or some shit?
It wasn't me.
That's some white shit, huh?
Probably.
All right. And they worked.
Well, normally what happens, if you want it to come out, you look at the lightest or the brightest thing in the room, and it comes out.
Is that what happens?
I don't know.
Sneezing feels great, dude.
It does, and it's
terrible for podcasts.
It's terrible for podcasts, but sometimes, you know, when you sneeze and you try to do it, it comes out wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a driver. I drive truck. And I've mastered the art of sneezing with my eyes open.
Yeah, I spray everything.
Yeah, so you try to compress it or whatever you got to do to stay alive and keep others alive on the road. This is what I do. Shout out to all my CDL holders and drivers out there. And once again, don't be deterred by those videos. You know, for most companies, they use these cameras. They're monitoring your driving.
Hold on. Don't they say if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyes can pop out your head?
Yeah. My eyes popped out several times. Yeah.
Okay. Continue. Yeah.
So, you know, and just, you know, just to reiterate, you know, certain things they do help. Technology do help and things like that. I think the cameras and the truckers for the companies are great, focusing on outside versus, you know, watching the drivers. Like, what do you? I get it.
Right.
I get it.
I don't get it.
I mean, so
if they're not on their phone or something, and
not holding,
texting.
Well, not holding and texting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you're, you know,
if you're on your ear, you got to be on a hands-free device. I've said that many times that, you know, a hands-free device is actually safer than a passenger, if you ask me. And the hands-free device actually saved my life many a times, meaning that I'm having a conversation and I'm woken, I'm staying alert. Yeah. I'm on the phone. I may have did like 12 or 13 hours. You get tired.
Yeah.
You know, and you're alert. You're having a conversation on the phone. You're still doing your traffic checks. Mm-hmm. You're still doing your mirror checks and you're very alert. Versus a passenger, you're driving along and you're talking to him and you're like,
oh, he's asleep.
No, not he's asleep, but you're talking to your passenger.
Yeah.
You're having a conversation.
And you're just, eyes are off the road.
Yeah, you're looking constantly at the passenger. So, you know, and these people that's enforcing these laws and these rules and stuff are definitely people that never drove a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Same with the people that's monitoring these drivers. I've always said, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, if you're not a million miler with no marks, we have no conversation. There's nothing you can tell me. There's nothing we can talk about unless you have over a million miles, like I do, and knock on wood, and no marks.
Right.
You cannot tell me anything. And plus, another thing that needs to be celebrated is if you leave your yard or if you leave your driveway, wherever you are, and this is just driving period, and you come back to your destination, you don't kill anybody, you don't hurt anybody, you don't damage your equipment or, you know, your equipment or anyone else's. Mm-hmm. That is a great day.
You ain't lying, dude. Every day I make it to work without somebody trying to cut me off and sideswipe me or some shit. And that's a great day. Boy, thank you.
That's a great day. And it needs to be, that should be celebrated versus you calling someone in. You see, you were following too close with this vehicle. You just watch that. No, celebrate a good day.
Right.
You stopped too hard at that light. You want to tell me why? Because the light went from yellow to red real fast. That's why. You know what I mean?
It's like better than that than going through it. Right. Then what conversation do we have?
Oh, you're running red lights or you're pausing a stop sign or you were or speeding. I mean, you know, the state of Ohio said I did great. You know, no one stopped me. I didn't get any tickets. No cops came. You know, you can't punish people for things. You know, I understand, like,
trying to catch you when you ain't or when they're not around.
Well, you know what I mean? You know, if I ran a light, the cops didn't catch me. Why are you calling me in the office? You know what I mean? Like,
well, because, but we see here, this could have been bad.
You Mr. can't Red punish Press. Anything for, you can't punish people for things that could have happened if it didn't happen.
Dog, they have cops standing on the side of the highway with cameras sitting there like they're fucking snipers like this.
That's true.
Just waiting and gunning people.
That's very true. But I'm speaking as far as these companies that's monitoring these cameras inside these trucks.
Yeah.
Calling good drivers in for some bull spit.
No, I got you, because a lot of the times people, we've talked about it, cars will cut you off and now you're riding behind them because they cut in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're on their ass because they did that to you, not the other way around. You know,
they cut you off.
I get it. Yeah, but all the system sees is that you're riding too close behind somebody. You know what I mean? They don't. It doesn't really. I mean, the camera will show,
or
they don't care.
Or you dodged a situation that could have been bad, and I know the cameras picked that up too.
Mm-hmm.
How about saying kudos? Hey, good job out there today. We saw what happened. We saw that you had to.
Right.
What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? Always focus on the negative. And what that does is that can make a good driver question his abilities, and it also can have them thinking they did something wrong or be distracted because they see the camera going off. Because normally you could tell when the camera starts recording.
Mm-hmm.
So what I normally do
is... 10-2.
No, when I see those lights go on, I'm on camera, Tune in to the Midnight Paco Podcast on all platforms.
Oh, shit, on all platforms.
Yeah. Tune in. We might talk about you.
Yeah.
Tune in. You don't want to miss it.
Yep. Yeah. And we are talking about you.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss this episode. What was this? 100 and what?
This will be 156.
Tune in to 156. You don't want to miss it.
Right, almost. Man.
Man, moving right along. Kudos to you.
Yeah, dog.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Keep banging.
Couldn't have did it without everybody out there paying attention. And
thank you guys. And here, toast to you guys, too.
Toast to y'all, everybody.
Clink, clink.
And I hope you all have a nice holiday. This will be out after the case. But, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Have a safe.
A little time stamp.
Yeah, have a safe Thanksgiving. Eat as much as you want.
Safe travels if you're going to be on the road. Yeah, because safe travels. Where the cops are out, you know.
The cops should be enjoying their Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, but they're out there trying to catch people. I get it.
I don't.
I mean, if you're out there causing problems, I get it. But just, you know.
Get a life.
Yeah, we've had these conversations. They should be out there doing some other things. But
they should be out there enjoying their family, eating turkeys or whatever.
Yeah, somebody's got to work, though. Yeah. Not everybody gets a chance to be home. And, you know, sucks, man. Work doesn't stop. For all you people out there that got to work on the holidays, I get it.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Even the gym's going to be open until like 2 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not
Afternoon?
Going. Yeah. I'm not going, though. Need some time off. I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to go visit the family.
Okay.
Go see the grandbaby, River James.
River James. Shout out to River James. I seen him walking and running and stuff
Right? Helping his daddy, trying to help his daddy.
Oh, yikes.
Boy, I'm getting old. We getting old.
I think you are.
I'm getting super old.
Yeah.
Can't tell on my beard because I shaved it. Trimmed it anyway.
Yeah.
So how the Steelers lose to the Browns? You know what I'm saying? Like every
go Browns.
Any team we could have lost to, it had to been the Browns.
You know what?
You know what's hold on. You know what's crazy? This is what's crazy about the world that we live in. Before the game, they showed Jameis Winston, and they were asking him, hey, how's it feel, this and that, blah, blah, to play, you know, thinking he's going to talk some stuff. He was like, God is good. God is great. God is wonderful. I'm just like looking at Brandon like, what in the hell is he talking about? You know what I'm saying?
He knew he was about to get whooped. But,
no, he came out. No, this is Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
He came out there and fucking, he had a game. Boy, he played in the snow. He had a Everyone's
he was
like,
excited about playing in the snow.
He's from Tampa. He ain't never played in the snow. But that was like one of his first snow games ever played, I think.
Actually, he's from Alabama.
Well, that's what I mean. But he played down in Tampa. He played in New Orleans. He played down there.
Yeah.
Never in like cold weather games. And now he played in the snow. And he
whooped that ass.
He didn't whoop that ass. We punted a 10-yard punt at the end of the game, which gave him
whatever. A dub is a dub.
Browns. I had to take it off. And boo, what the fuck? That's that bullshit. Whatever.
Go Browns.
And we see them in 2 weeks. It's all good.
What does that mean?
They come to our house.
And gonna get whooped on again.
No, y'all gonna get whooped on this.
What time?
2 weeks.
Corey prediction.
Go ahead, Corey. You wanna be wrong on this? Don't be wrong on this.
Corey prediction.
Okay.
The Browns will be victorious.
And where?
In Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. We're going to clip this.
We're going to clip this and listen to this. This is to the city of Pittsburgh. You know, all of our viewers in Pittsburgh, shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
Make sure, you know, every game, especially this one, I want to see little yellow bags. Keep the city clean because you're going to get spanked, so you got to keep the city clean. And I want to see yellow Steelers bags all over the place where y'all little celebration at, you know, where you celebrate the tailgate and stuff. Keep it clean. I know you're going to lose and it's going to suck.
Victorious.
Yeah, that's a great song, but it's not going to
happen. Just wave the towels in victory.
Yeah, wave the towels.
As Cleveland goes home.
Wash some windows or something because we're going to whoop that ass again.
No, it's not.
It's going to look, it doesn't matter if we lose. All right.
No, I know, because they already won one game this year.
And we're going to win.
That's their Super Bowl.
Two games this year. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
You see, I didn't even
say Squealers?
It's no point. It's good. No point to say it.
Good, because you know the team.
You know who's going to win.
Put some respect on our name. Yeah. That's right.
Put some respect on the Cleveland Browns. Victorious against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That bullshit. Anyway.
I mean, we did it before. We're going to do it again.
Nah, that's why the beard's gone.
Yeah.
That's why the beard's gone.
That's why it looks like that. And so if you lose this time, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
I can't take it down here, so.
You should.
I mean, we still kind of have to. We still have debt to pay.
We do have debt to pay.
We have debt to pay.
We have debt to pay. We got airplanes to jump.
Yeah. That's next year, y'all, because the weather's bad. We can't be jumping out of airplanes now.
Not in bad weather.
Not in bad weather. It's November, December.
And I'm going to
pack. Sounds like a bunch of, sounds like bitching out, but no, that ain't the case. Oof. That's what I'm saying. Huh? Sounds bad.
No.
That's not the case. We got to plan this. We got to be safe.
Yeah,
and we have something planned for the other thing, too. So we're kind of... We gotta figure out a good timing for everything. So if we're gonna do stuff, we gotta make it worth the while,
right? I mean,
it's gotta be content for you guys out there to see everything behind the scenes, right? So we gotta make sure we have everything filmed and
in front of the scenes, behind the scenes,
next to the scenes.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be good. Not bad. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great.
Good people.
Some of the best ever.
Best episodes. It's going to be great. You're not going to be disappointed. It's going to be great.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how's everything else going, man?
Everything is everything, man.
Man.
Look at this. Posture.
I know. Mine's the worst, dude. I'd be slouching all the time. That's why you work out. Like, if you work out, you build muscle, and that makes you, like stand like this.
Or with your chest up.
Yeah. There'll be times after I work, you know, because I do pull-ups and shit, I just feel swole. So I just, you want to...
Oh, yeah, congratulations on your, what is it?
My bucked-up ambassador, people.
He's a bucked-up ambassador. I saw your commercial, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty in shape, man.
Yeah, I'm getting swole.
Explain your routine, man. What do you do?
Every day I go, I do pull-ups. I do like 45 pull-ups.
Yikes.
Yeah.
45 pull-ups.
But I do in different sets, so I break it up. It ain't like, well, you know, all in a row, but, you know.
Nice.
I do 45 pull-ups. And depending on what day I do chest, shoulders, tries, and then I do legs, back, and biceps. And I go 4 times a week, and I do those 2 times each. So, you know, I'm hitting legs twice, chest twice, arms twice. Yeah, you know.
Good shit.
That's right, dog.
All
right.
So what do you do for your abs?
Nothing. Straight fucking.
Right on.
You know, so, a lot of abs, you know, a lot of this, a lot of that.
A lot of that motion there.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
And you got to do what you got to do that works. It's easy, not hard.
Easy, not hard. I'm just trim like that.
Man, that shit, this shit was hard.
A lot of rapping pallets.
No diddy.
No diddy. A lot of rapping pallets, dog.
Rapping pallets?
That's how my abs are like
that's
that.
That's abs?
That's how abs
So what
are
you... Rapping pallets. I know you go in a circle.
Because I'm constantly doing like this. I'm going in circles, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this.
So when you rap pallets, you like...
Ooh. It's like I noticed there's grooves on one side other than the other. And it's because of the motion.
Okay.
Because all that, I got to change it up. Go counterclockwise.
Okay, yeah, try it the other way.
Yeah. Deep. Y'all need supplements for that, y'all.
No, I guess all you need is to rep pallets and...
Smash.
You've heard it here on the mid.
Straight fuck. Is that what it is?
I guess you heard it here on the Midnight Pocket Podcast, how to get good abs.
You know.
So ladies, if you want your husband or your boyfriend to have good abs, you gotta
give it up.
So his abs can be good.
Yeah, come on, ladies.
That's how you do
it. I mean, if he's drinking, you know, like if you know how people work out and they got hula hoop?
Yeah.
Guys don't play with hula hoops.
That ain't one of our things.
It's not what we do.
Nah.
But we like that motion. And that's how you lose that belly. Because you're rocking it like that.
You hear that, ladies?
So, hey.
If you want your man or your husband to have Justin abs.
Legit.
You gotta, you know what you gotta do. You gotta help your mate.
Hey, I'm just here to give advice to happy couples.
That's right.
You know, that's how you keep a happy couple. I mean, I know, I'm learning about that as I go. You know what I'm saying? It's what happens in a relationship. When one thing goes, you gotta rekindle it, and your abs come back.
I gotta find a girlfriend so I can. Yeah,
you gotta work on them abs, yeah. Dog.
Right now I got a keg.
I mean, you know, you can work on other things around it until then.
I reckon.
Yeah. But that's why I got all them supplements, dog. I gotta help.
What supplements do you have?
I got a lot of protein, some bulk, no bloat, which is supposed to be like a bulk, you know. It's probably like, I gotta look in more of what it is, but you know, I'm gonna do a review of all these things. But I got creatine, which helps with a lot of things. I got the amino acid ones, you know. I got the testosterone booster. We're old, so I gotta, you know.
I guess the testosterone booster make you strong like
me. Strong like the we'll see. So, you know, I got that and pre-workout.
Okay.
So, you know, I got a lot of supplements. I'm going to be doing a preview of all those individually. I'll be putting that stuff up, you know.
Nice. Stay tuned, everyone, and check this guy out and make sure you follow him.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. That note, man, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Ford Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CORE. That's where you can find me. Right. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications, everybody. We love everybody out there.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.